sing the song where it said, "I'm so glad salvation's free. It's free to all the redeemed of God. I'm so glad that salvation's free. We don't have anything to pay for it. If it wasn't free, we wouldn't get it." I have in mind to read some in the 15th chapter of Paul's letter. I'm going to begin at the 32nd verse. "If after this manner of men I have fought with beasts and Ephesus, what advantage me if the dead rise not?" What benefit was it preaching of men if the dead rise not? "Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." Now, they didn't say eat and drink for tomorrow. But if it's in that condition, we just as well to be not deceived. Evil communications corrupts good manners. Be not deceived. That's one thing that we need to watch in our travel in the kingdom of heaven here in the world, is to be not deceived. Paul says in Colossians, first chapter, "I would that you knew what great conflicts I have for you, and for them I live to see it, as many have not seen my face in the flesh, that your hearts might be comforted, be knit together in love, and to the full assurance of understanding, and the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. And this I say, lest any man beguile you with enticing words." You know, enticing words get you to thinking. People bragging on you, utilizing you, which we lack in nature. I'll admit that. Ain't no use trying to get out of something. We all love be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manner. Don't matter how good a manner you got, if you're living with the evils of the world and going hand in hand with the world and the things of the world, it corrupts it all. "Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." If you don't have the knowledge of God, the gospel is to your shame. It just gets you all upset. I saw a little sign yesterday. "Not worry about things." If you're a child of God and heaven will be your home, you don't have anything to worry about. Then on down in there it says, if you go to hell, you'll be so busy shaking hands with your friend you won't have time to worry. I don't agree with that. If you go to hell, you'll be so busy. Just as good as to say there's going to be a crowd there. Love your friends. But some man will say, "How are the dead raised? How are the dead raised? Up and with what body do they come? Thy food, that which thy source did not quicken, except it die. And that which thou sowest not that butter that shall be, but bear grain, it may change a wheat or some other grain. And that which we sow, thou sowest not the butter that will be. the Spirit that dwells within you, the Spirit of God that dwells within you will also quicken this mortal body. It'll be a spiritual being in heaven. It'll be the very image of God. But God giveth it a body as it pleases him, and to ever see his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. All flesh is not the same flesh, but all flesh have a blood life, according to the word of God. All flesh has a blood life. And you take the blood out of the flesh and it's dead. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. It gives a lot of things here that have a blood life. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon. And another glory of the stars, for one star different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a corrupt body. Also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a corrupt incorruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. I just told you that this body, the spirit that dwells within this, will also quicken this mortal body into a spiritual body. It is sown a natural body. We saw people. We put people in the ground naturally. And we have a lot of respect for people. We put them away just as nice as we can, just as good as we can. When I was coming along, when I was a boy, a person died, the community got out and dug him a grave. And a few of the men that could karma good made him a casket. That's the way it was when I was. But they did the very best they could. They'd dig a grave 6 foot deep. Sometimes they'd fail to cover it as they should, and you could tell it by the dogs. Somebody might say, we don't want to talk about that. Well, we don't want to hear about a lot of these things. But that was in my boy days. Somebody might say, well, what is your man days? Well, I'm satisfied most of you know that I'm 92 years old. And God has blessed me still enough to go to church. Mm-hmm. It is sold a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so, as it is written, the first man, Adam, was made of the living soul. Made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Howbeit that which was first, howbeit that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural. The natural man, that before we are born of the Spirit of God, we're a natural being. And maybe we grow to be old like the Apostle Paul. He wasn't no young man when God shined a light around him. He was doing everything he could against the children of God. Put them to prison. They even consult it to the people of God and stone Stevens is there for a man of God. That's the condition we're in our nature. We don't care nothing about the church. But after God comes into your heart and makes himself known to you, then you have a great desire for it. And the Apostle Paul prayed for the thorn to be taken out of his flesh, but God said, my grace is sufficient. If we went by the life that we lived before we were born again, we would never even try to join the church. Paul had to crucify the flesh. He have it that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. The Spirit of God comes into a man's heart regardless of where he's at or what he's doing. It kills him to the love of sin. The first man is of the earth, after the second man is the Lord from heaven. And as the earthly, such are they also that are earthly, and as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heaven. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now it don't matter how much you love it, how much you care for it, and how much you respect it. This flesh and blood cannot inherit it. It's a spiritual inheritance to God's people. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. I didn't say it, explain it, but you know, we have to confess it. Great is the mysteries of God. God's a great mystery. He's everywhere. He's nowhere absent. He's everywhere present, nowhere absent. And that looks like some said he created the man in his own image and his own likeness. But he formed a man out of the dust of the air. The man to till the soil is formed out of the air. He's an earthly man. And God made him subject to vanity. He didn't make him yield to it. He made him subject to it. And man yield to it and become a sinner. Sin came by man, not by God. He become a sinner here in the world. And God cast him out of that glorious garden that he had prepared for him, but bore all kinds of fruit. But still, he was in there to till the soil. He was an earthly man, and he yielded to the earth and to the things of the world, and God cast him out of there. Now, God had the power to put him in there, and he had the power to take him out. He'd taken him out of there, and says, by the sweat of thy face shall I eat bread. And we're still in that condition, ain't we? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment and a twinkling of the eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. Now we this thing will be in heaven in this corrupt condition. It's going to have to be changed. And it's going to take the power of God to change it. You can't change it. No man can change it. I had an aunt one time that they were out of a different order of service. And they were having a testifying meeting. boy get up and testify his experience. And she got up and said she hadn't sinned a sin in 10 years. Well, I just couldn't hardly go along with it. But me having the confidence in her, and she being such a good woman, apparently, so I wouldn't say nothing against it. But in a few days after that, her husband got in trouble, and she just cussed hell on me. I just said, well, her religion is gone. May God bless you, though.